All right, so that was a little taste of music of the Central African Republic. We can just call it CAR, I suppose. That's what you usually find online. Or, since it's a former French colony, most places I've come to realize refer to it as Centrafrique, so Central Africa, which is exactly where it's located. So, it is located directly in the middle of Africa, of course. So it's south of Sudan and Chad, and north of the Democratic Republic, and Cameroon is to the west. So it's a landlocked country, and just mostly covered in forest. But to the east of it, it's a bit more arid. And it was colonized by the French in the late 19th century, and it was known as Ubangui-Chari because these are the territory it was located. And many different ethnic groups, including the Baya, the Banda, Bangia, Sara, Fulani. It gets a little confusing when you try to slot these countries or these ethnic groups based on geographical space, because a lot of these groups borders made by Europeans when they came to kind of designate their territory, as all these European countries were coming over and trying to claim Africa for their own. So the area was being occupied by the French, the British, the German, the Belgian, so the French ended up with a lot of Central Africa, including Chad and Central African Republic and the Congo. So the Central African Republic, country of about 5 million people, it has quadrupled since independence in 1960, and French is still the official language, as is another language called Sango. And the music, it's one of the most isolated and underdeveloped countries in the region. Chad is as well, but the Central African Republic has not much of a music industry to speak of. So it was kind of dwarfed by the countries nearby. The Democratic Republic of the Congo had a huge music industry, amazing music like modern rumba and stuff happening in the 60s. And then Cameroon as well, they had their own thing going. So the CAR emulated those styles of music, and musicians often had to travel to these neighboring countries to record. That doesn't mean that there isn't amazing music happening, and a lot of groups since independence era have shot up, and it wasn't super easy to find them, but I found some really, really nice stuff. And it's got to be amazing, like that track you heard, which is it's like an orchestra, really. That was called the Ongo Trogoda Linda, and there's a track called Alisa. So that was music that UNESCO has titled, Musicological Discoveries of Our Century. And this is music of the Banda people. So the Ongo is the name of the trumpet made from horn. And yeah, wonderful. Up to 18 trumpets in that ensemble there. And next, I'm going to play some vocal stuff. So they interested me here. Man, I got so many tabs open here. It's a serious mess. But I found it. Okay, so Herbie Hancock, the famous American jazz pianist, he made an album in the 70s called Headhunters, which was so influential. It mixed jazz and funk. And one of my favorite tracks on that, probably my favorite actually, was called Watermelon Man. And it starts with this crazy like flute and vocal thing just before the drums and bass come in and stuff. So, and it's just, it really makes the song amazing. And he heard this noting that these French musicologists had made of the Baka people in the late 60s. And he heard this track and he emulated this for the song. So I'll play, first up, this little piece from Watermelon Man so you know what I'm talking about. Just a second, here it comes. Rendition of this traditional music of Central African Republic. So that's the Baka. But that track, he didn't use any field recording. He actually recorded that just blowing over beer bottles to get the flute sound, and I guess their own rendition of what the locals sound like. And here is the track that inspired that very famous song from the 70s. So I'm going to play a song. This is called Hinde Hu by the Ba Benzele Pygmies.
Oh,
Hello friends, this is Wandering Rhythms on FM, and we are in the Central African Republic. We just heard a track called Mongombi, which is, well, and all those vocal chants going on and from all different directions. And it's, although it might sound totally fun and just done for the sheer pleasure of it, it's actually very functional music. That's hunting music. So the formerly called pygmy people, but now they're Aka, so they're Aka pygmies. AK, that's the group. And they use that to confuse animals. So they surround the animals and make these wild sounds like you just heard, and try to capture them by frightening and diverting them with the sound. And that's from an album called Music of the Aka Pygmies, which came out in 1971. Yep, some very wild stuff. Okay, and I got one more traditional piece, because this stuff has really, really touched me. And this is something that I've never really heard before. I think we've all sort of done this to some extent, slapping water to make a noise. And, well, this is the first time I've seen it done in a group and done the deep bass and everything. So this is called Likindi. That's the style. It's Likindi. And there's in this track, there's a video that goes along to it. And so if you go online, check out Likindi, type that in, and water drumming. This will be the first up. And this is a group called the Baka. And they cross the boundaries between the Congo, between Cameroon, and the Central African Republic. So necessarily from the Central, but these people, you know, in the spirit of crossing boundaries and not necessarily believing in those, you know, fictional nations. This is a group called the Baka Women, and I'm gonna follow this up by getting into the more, you know, modern styles of music, and I'm going to play a band called the Orchestre Centrafricain Jazz. So this is the first real jazz high life soukou ensemble, call it what you will, but these guys were huge in the '60s, and then I'll tell you a bit more about it later. But here is something that is just beautiful: water drumming. Check it out.
Moninga ngondo akapema o
ikota yanga ondo timoe
Sukus music there from the CAR, Central African Republic, a track called Makembe. Oh, sorry, the band is called Makembe, and the track Yungba a Unzi Nagro. So I'm finding a lot of this music is a mixture of French and their native tongue, their other official language called Sango. Sorry, it's called Sango. And yeah, before that you heard a group who were huge in the 60s and 70s. They're called Orchestre Centrafricain Jazz. The song was called Dans Tam Tam. So White Teeth and Tam Tam. And they were led by a guitar player named the honor of playing with the great rumba player from the Congo, Le Grand Calais, in the 70s when he came over and played in the Central African Republic. His guitar player couldn't make it, so he signed on this local boy to join in and play with the band for the show, and he was so really impressed with his style, and then Prosper Mayele formed this band, Orchestre Centrafricain, became the biggest band in the capital in Bangui, and although the country the man who went on to not do such an amazing job, but he in the 70s that group was basically they were too popular. The leader was jealous of them, and he made them disband. So, that was the man His name is Jean Bede Kassa, himself the emperor of the Central African Republic in the 60s as he overthrew the government and his, long story, but an empire, the emperor for life. That only lasted about 10 years, though, and a lot of shifting power in Central African Republic. And I'll just mention quickly, there's real real problems going on right now. The country is there's a group, Muslim rebel group called the Seleka, S-E-L-E-K-A, and they seized power about a year ago. It's a majority Christian country, so Muslims have been in the area for